All right. Our call to worship comes from Psalm 40, verses 8 to 10. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Behold, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. Dave, would you be willing to lead singing today? Thank you.
Jumped in the shower with my hearing aids on this morning. Fortunately, the batteries aren't very big, so the shock isn't really a shock. Anyhow, so if I find myself you find me talking louder than what I normally am, it's because I can't hear myself. All right, so let's stand up together and sing 486, Faith is the Victory, 486. Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise, and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know, that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Faith is the victory. Is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find, drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind, and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth all girt about. The earth shall tremble neath our tread, and echo with our shout. Faith is the victory, faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. Let's take a moment to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see them. Welcome some visitors. Yeah.
This is our time for prayer requests and praises, and so just a couple of them. Just continue to pray for Jeannie Gortmaker. She'd had foot surgery and still is recovering, slowly gaining some more mobility, but keep praying for her and Harlan. And then this morning, my wife texted me. She is still dealing with some of the after effects of whatever flu we had, and so she is not able to be here today, and it frustrates her, but it's one of those things that sometimes as we get older, it takes longer to heal. So if you continue to pray for her, I know also those that are out at Hills Alive, and Pastor Derek, as he ministers with the youth there. Any other prayer requests or praises? Heidi.
It seems like I often pray and praise for traveling mercies. Mm-hmm. And those of you who know my husband know that we have cars that are super cheap and we all work constantly fixing them. So we went out last weekend to drop the car off to Stacy because she wanted Daddy to look it over and make sure that it worked well and she was spending her money well and everything else. And no problems getting out there, but we brought back a car that we thought had cooling issues. Everything checked out. We got to Conifer, Colorado, pulled into the gas station, went to start, nothing. Happens that I have a college roommate who lived there, and she'd been wondering what they were going to be doing for supper, and we arrived at their door. So God just amazes me how he watches over us always, and I just never want to take for granted that the traveling that all of us do, some of you travel 20 miles or more to come to church, and God is watching over us, and I just praise him for the big and little things that he does in our lives, and he protected us and put us right at that spot when things fail. So praise God.
It is a wonderful praise. Todd and Heidi brought back a vehicle and didn't make it overly far, but how God prepared just the people along the way. And also the travel mercies we receive. Other prayer requests or praises? Yes, the rain that we have received has definitely greened things up. And I know we continue to pray for more, but we are always grateful for what God has provided. I know I'm going to bring up Janelle's. I know in talking with Janelle and saw the picture, Sarah is off to the Boundary Waters, and it's definitely outside of Sarah's comfort zone. But we will pray for safety, but also for a great time out in God's creation, and that they don't get lost. Any other prayer requests or praises?
Yeah.
Yes, Val.
My cousin Shane Severson's son, Drew, is one of the South Dakota guards that was deployed down to the border.
So Val's cousin, Shane Severson, his son, Drew, has been activated and deployed to the border as a part of the South Dakota National Guard's response. And so we will pray for him, but also for those that have been activated during this time.
And on behalf of all of us who live in Arizona, we appreciate it.
Yes, it is. We are far removed from the southern border. And normally our northern neighbors aren't nearly as have some issues. So we will pray for the whole border situation and the lives that are just being impacted. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we begin our day and we begin the week, we acknowledge that you are in control. And there are, as we have had prayer requests and praises, there's a lot of things going on in our world, And we can become overwhelmed because we are finite and we have limited strength. Thank you that we believe in a God who is all-powerful, that you are everywhere, and that you are working your plan, even if we don't always see it. Thank you that you have provided, through your Son, Jesus Christ, the answer to our greatest need of a relationship with you. Because of his death and resurrection, our sins have been paid for, and the offer of salvation goes to all people. Father, use us to spread your gospel in all the different life situations we find ourselves in. Help us never to miss or waste an opportunity to proclaim and be witnesses for you and for the work that Jesus has done. Father, we lift up the needs of our fellowship and our community. We are grateful for Jeannie coming through surgery. We pray for healing for her, for her foot and her mobility. Father, we pray for both her and Harlan, that you would watch over them as you've promised. Father, I lift up my wife to you and the health issues that she has struggled with, that you would provide, as the great physician, your healing touch and encourage her today. Father, we pray for those that are out in Rapid with the music festival, with Hills Alive. Pray that those that are attending would be impacted by the gospel, for Pastor Derek and Charlie and Alicia as they are there, that you would use them in the lives of the youth that they come in contact with, that it would not just be a great time of fellowship, but a time of being drawn closer to you. We pray for safety and all the travels, and as well as just willing ears to hear your message. Father, we are thankful for how you watch over us in our travels, for Heidi and Todd making it back safe, for even preparing with no, you knew the car would break down and where it would break down, and providing a place to stay and individuals to that were willing to open their home. Father, we never want to take for granted how you watch over us, and we lift up Sarah and the group that she is with as they head to the Boundary Waters, that you would give them a great time, the opportunity of being out in your creation and the awe that she will see. Also help her through especially the camping part and the roughing it. Father, may she understand that you watch out over us and you take care of even the smallest details. Father, may she be able to, again, just come with an appreciation for the blessing she has in her life as she gets ready for her senior year in high school. Father, we lift up the South Dakota National Guardsmen. We think of Drew, but the others that have been activated and deployed, that you would watch over them and their safety. For the other states that have sent individuals and troops down, that you would give them clarity of mission and help them to be a help in the situation. And we just understand that There are many lives that are being impacted on both sides of the border. Father, standing so far away, sometimes the answer seems so easy to us. Both for those with land on the border, but also those that are coming. The biggest issue we have is the need for Jesus. Father, may your church be able to rise up to be your hands and feet. These individuals, no matter what their immigration status, they feel like they are in a hopeless situation. Father, the health issues, the travel, all those things, it's as overwhelming. We just don't know always how to pray. Your Spirit knows, and we ask that he would, and your will would be done. Father, we are grateful for the area we live in and for the rain that you have provided. We continue to ask for more, but we always do want to pause and say thank you that you have seen and met our needs, that we are reminded with the prayer that your Son taught us, that when we rightly understand our place, that our daily needs have to be met by you. Father, thank you for that reminder. We pray for our missionaries around the world. We pray for CEF as we focus on them this month, for the backyard clubs that they have going out throughout all the state, that you would use each of those teams to impact the boys and girls and students in each of these communities. For the ministry in the state, that you would provide the finances they need and the staff they need. For us today, thank you for providing for us, and may all that we do in our service today honor and glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's take our hymnals and turn to 530. Saved, saved. For those of you that didn't pick up your hymnal and look in it, this is 12:8 time. I don't even know what that means. But fortunately for us, these two young ladies do. And then halfway through, it switches from 12:8 time to 6:8 time, which means it's only half as much, right? I don't really know if that's the way it works. So bear with me, because this song is new to me. So would you do that again, please? I found a friend who is all to me. His love is ever true. I love to tell how he lifted me and what his grace can do for you. Power divine, saved by new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. Okay, that was pretty good, but we're going to get better, right? I know I have to. At the end, you see all those big black notes? That means you get to take your pick, whichever one you want to sing. So if you don't want to hit the really high one, you don't have to. Okay, let's do this again. A little more intro again. He saves me from every sin and harm, secures my soul each day. I'm leaning strong on his mighty arm. I know he'll guide me all the way. Saved by his power divine, saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. When poor and needy and all alone, in love he said to me, come unto me and I'll lead you home to live with me eternally. Saved by his power divine, saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. Very good. Thanks for putting up with me. Oh, it's that praise band. They get a month off. Can you believe that? Jesus paid it all. Now this one I won't have any trouble with. And to be fair, Jason does pick songs that are new and have a good message. And he does send out an email earlier in the week, so you could practice if you wanted to. Okay, we're going to sing 210, right? Jesus paid it all. Let's stand, It's your last chance before the sermon. 210, Jesus paid it all. I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper's spots, can melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. For nothing good have I, whereby thy grace to claim. I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. And I stand in him complete. Jesus died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat, Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Now I'm done. Thank you.